August 28th, 2010, Saturday evening, 6:46 p.m. I started my Saturday off by accident, actually. I made the mistake of jumping onto Twitter, and I've been trying, as a side note, I've been trying to stay off Twitter. Twitter is a huge time suck for me, and I have been consciously trying to stay away from it so I can get some things done. I've been semi-successful. Anyway, I jumped onto Twitter this morning and ran across some links to Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally. Follow those links to the Ustream page, and me, along with about 114,000 people, watched the rally for a couple of hours this morning. It is true that I am a Christian and I am a conservative, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with all of the Christian conservative values or ideals. I personally do not care that much for Glenn Beck. I think he's a little on the dramatic side, and though I think being passionate is a good thing, I think being too passionate is not a good thing. And it's kind of a fine line to walk whenever you feel strongly about a subject. I think that Glenn's heart is in the right place, but I think he gets a little carried away sometimes and people take him the wrong way. His analogies are not necessarily politically correct, which in some ways is good, because I think that we have gotten way too politically correct in this country. I think it's strangling this country, if you want to know my opinion. But you need to know when to pull back and how far to push, I guess. So he gets on my nerves. I can't really stand to watch him for too long before I've had enough of the dramatics and I need to move on to something else. I'm not that big of a fan of Sarah Palin either, which may surprise some people. There's no one thing I can pinpoint for her, though I admire her courage to get up in front of people and talk about her beliefs and ideals with conviction. Her voice, I think, gets on my nerves more than anything else. It gets to be a little shrill after a while, and though she's an eloquent speaker, I think sometimes she tries too hard to be hip and cool and kind of comes off as annoying at times. But I think the whole rally itself was an excellent idea. I think that this country needs more of those kinds of uplifting, positive messages. I think that this administration in particular has spent a lot of time tearing this country down and apologizing for this country, and I think it's gotten a lot of people down and depressed, which doesn't help in this economy when 9.7 people are out of work or looking for work. So it was refreshing to see all of the positive energy coming off the rally today, and it was really encouraging to hear people give their testimony as far as their faith and not be afraid to stand up in front of 300,000 people and talk about God and the importance of keeping God in our nation, because without him, then, you know, we can't really expect our nation to go places or to be a great nation. So it was really encouraging to see all of that going on. I think that the country needed that uplifting message, and I just hope that everyone hangs on to that good feeling, that positive feeling, come November, because if we want change, we're going to have to make that change happen in November. So it was an interesting way to spend the morning, and I'm glad I did it, and I hope you guys were glad to be there as well, and have a great weekend.